This is the tale of the Smith and the Fairies by J.F. Campbell from his book Popular Tales of the West Highlands. Years ago, there lived in Crossbrig a smith of the name of McAaron. The man had an only child, a boy of about 13 or 14 years of age, cheerful, strong, and healthy. All of a sudden, he fell ill, took to his bed, and moped whole days away. No one could tell what was the matter with him, and the boy himself could not or would not tell how he felt. He was wasting away fast, getting thin, old, and yellow. And his father and all of his friends were afraid that he would die. At last, one day, after the boy had been lying in this condition for a long time, getting neither better nor worse, always confined to bed, but with an extraordinary appetite, one day, while sadly revolving these things and standing idly at his forge with no heart to work, the smith was agreeably surprised to see an old man, well known to him for his sagacity and knowledge of out-of-the-way things, walk into his workshop. Forthwith, he told him the occurrence which had clouded his life. The old man looked grave as he listened, and after sitting a long time pondering over what he had heard, he gave his opinion thus.
"It is not your son you have got. The boy has been carried away by the Daon Sith, and they have left a Sibreach in his place."
"Then what am I to do?" said the smith. "How am I ever to see my own son again?"
"I will tell you how,"
answered the old man.
"But first, to make sure that it is not your own son you have got, take as many empty eggshells as you can get. Go with them into the room. Spread them out carefully before his sight. Then proceed to draw water with them, carrying them two and two in your hands as if they were a great weight. And arrange when full, with every sort of earnestness, round the fire."
The smith accordingly gathered as many broken eggshells as he could get, went to the room, and proceeded to carry out all of the instructions. He had not been long at work before there arose from the bed a shout of laughter, and the voice of a seemingly sick boy exclaimed,
"I am now 800 years of age, and I have never seen the like of that before."
The smith returned and told the old man,
"Well now, did I not tell you that it was not your son you had? Your son is in a round green hill frequented by fairies. Get rid as soon as possible of this intruder, and I think I may promise you your son."
"You must light a very large and bright fire before the bed of which this stranger is lying. He will ask you, 'What is the use of such a fire as that?'
Answer him at once."
"You will see that presently."
"And then seize him and throw him in the middle of it.
If it is your son you have got, he will call out to save him. But if it's not, this thing will fly through the roof."
On a certain night, the old man told him, the green round hill where the fairies kept the boy would be open. And on that night, the smith, having provided himself with a Bible, a dirk, and a crowing cock, was to proceed to the hill. He would hear singing and dancing and much merriment going on, but he was to advance boldly. The Bible he carried would be a certain safeguard to him against any danger from the fairies. On entering the hill, he was to stick the dirk in the threshold to prevent the hill from closing on him. "And then," continued the old man,
"on entering, you will see a spacious apartment before you, beautifully clean, and there, standing far within, working at the forge, you will also see your own son. When you are questioned, say you have come to seek him and will not go without him."
Not long after this, the time came round, and the smith sallied forth, prepared as instructed. Sure enough, as he approached the hill, there was a light where light was seldom seen before. Soon the sound of piping, dancing, and joyous merriment reached the anxious father on the night wind. Overcoming every impulse to fear, the smith approached the threshold steadily, stuck the dirk in as directed, and entered. Protected by the Bible, he carried on his breast. The fairies could not touch him, but they asked him, with a good deal of displeasure, what he wanted there. He answered,
"I want my son, whom I see down there, and I will not go on without him."
Upon hearing this, the whole company gave a loud laugh, which wakened up the cock he carried dozing in his arms, who at once leaped to his shoulder, clapped his wings lustily, and crowed loud and long. The fairies, incensed, seized the smith and his son, and throwing them out of the hill, flung the dirk after them, and in an instant, all was dark. For a year and a day, the boy never did a turn of work, and hardly ever spoke a word. But at last, one day, sitting by his father and watching him finish a sword he was making for some chief, and which he was very particular about, he suddenly exclaimed, "That is not the way to do it!" And taking the tools from his father's hands, he set to work himself in his place, and soon fashioned a sword the like of which was never seen in the country before. From that day, the young man wrought constantly with his father and became the inventor of a particularly fine and well-tempered weapon, the making of which kept the two smiths, father and son, in constant employment, spread their fame far and wide, and gave them the means in abundance, as they before had the disposition, to live content with all the world and very happily with one another.